listen to a hymn, you sing, and the heaviness begins to lift. What he's talking about here in this verse is an exchange. That's the exchange. God's promises a garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. When you feel weighed down, worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then finally, he says that the Messiah is coming to take you from weakness to righteousness. Because he roots us not in ourselves, not in our works, but in God's glory. That's what he finally explains here, that the purpose of these exchanges are in verse 3. He says, from ashes to beauty, from oil of gladness instead of mourning, garments of praise instead of a faint spirit. Why? That they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, not you. God doesn't just comfort us temporarily. He transforms us permanently. He plants us like an oak tree. An oak tree is steady, it's strong, it's deeply rooted. Our lives become living testimonies of his grace when you trust by faith in him. Understand this, an oak takes time to grow. Transformation many times is not overnight. But that transformation from Jesus Christ in your life, taking you from the old creation to the new creation, and even beyond to what he wants you to be, totally and completely, it doesn't happen overnight, but it's lasting. Think about that an oak tree provides shade, it provides shelter. God grows us so that others can find refuge in him through us. An oak tree displays strength, it's strong. When the storms come, the oak tree stands firm. God wants to take the very ashes of your life and to use them as, in a sense, like fertilizer for your testimony. Where you once were weak, he makes you strong. Where you once were in despair, he fills you with hope. All of that points back to his glory. I think about the story of Fanny Crosby. Remember, she was born blind. She was blinded. Well, actually, she was born. She was when she was an infant. She was blinded because of a doctor's mistake. So near birth there. But imagine the ashes of that kind of loss. She never got to see a sunset. Never watched or saw a loved one's face. Never enjoyed the beauty of God's creation with her physical eyes. But instead of living her life in bitterness and despair, she surrendered her ashes to Christ. Here's what she once said. She said, "It seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank him for the dispensation." She went on to write over 8,000 hymns, many of which still give voice to the praise of